Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a Tuesday evening from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game one of the six-game series between the first place Montgomery Biscuits and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, we're joined by Garrett Green momentarily. Shuckers coming off a series split against the Rocket City Trash Pandas back at their home ballpark at MGM Park. Shuckers won the last two games on Saturday and Sunday to force that split. And unfortunately, the Biscuits, they have just kept on winning. They have won their last three contests as well in a series victory over the Chattanooga Lookouts. The right-hander Carlos Luna faces the southpaw John Doxakis in game one of this six-game set. We'll get to the rest of starting lineups next year on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, as they face the Biloxi Shuckers in the game of this six-game set. Shuckers coming in 54-52 on the season, two games over 500, 2019 in the second half of the season. Here is their starting nine tonight. The center fielder Corey Ray batting leadoff for Biloxi. Andrew Monastero playing shortstop, currently on a 17-game on a base streak. That is the longest on a base streak in the Southern League that is currently active. The right fielder Garrett Whitley hits third, a homecoming for him as he played for the Biscuits a season ago. Left fielder Tristan Lutz batting cleanup, coming off a very productive Sunday afternoon. Went 2-for-3, drove in three. A key 2-RBI double in the bottom of the seventh inning that resulted in the Shuckers' 7-5 win over Rocket City. Xavier Warren, the first baseman tonight, batting fifth in his Double-A debut. Was just brought up from Hi-A, Wisconsin earlier today. And so he is in the starting nine, batting fifth and playing first base. Cam Devaney playing third base, bats sixth. The second baseman, Felix Valero, hits seventh. The catcher is Brent Diaz, who bats eighth. And Nick Kale, the designated hitter tonight, as he rounds out the starting nine, batting ninth. Kale on a season-long five-game on a base streak. And so fun to see what he can do at the plate tonight. The Shuckers send the right-hander Carlos Luna to the bump. Luna, who's been in and out of the rotation this season, been someone that's been used as a tag team duo pitcher, we like to call, where a starter goes out four or five innings and Luna would complete the game. Then Luna gets the ball, 4-4 record, a 4.72 for the right-hander out of Panama. He goes opposite of John Doxak as the second-round draft pick by the Tampa Bay Rays. Left-hander 2-4 record this season, a 5.44 ERA. The Shuckers have seen plenty of Doxak as he made his Double-A debut against the Shuckers back at MGM Park in the month of May. And it's already August. Crazy to think how fast the season flies by. But here is the Biscuits starting nine tonight. The designator, Brett Wisely, hitting leadoff, followed by the switch-hitting shortstop, Greg Jones, the top prospects and the Tampa Bay Rays system. Oslavis Basabe, third baseman, and batting third, followed by Kyle Manzardo, the first baseman, who hits cleanup. Cameron Meisner, the center fielder, bats fifth. Second baseman, another switch hitter, Ronnie Simon, bats sixth. The right fielder, Nico Holsizer, in the seventh spot on a 10-game on-base streak. One of the many double-digit on-base streaks for these Biscuits, who played well in Chattanooga. Left fielder, Jordan Cazar, in the eighth spot. And the catcher, Roberto Alvarez, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And again, Doc Sack is against Luna. That is our pitching matchup tonight here in the first game of this six-game set. When we come back, in Montgomery will get you our picks to click and take a look at the standings here in the second half of the season. That's next on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium for game one of this six-game series on a Tuesday night. Shuckers and Biscuits. Let's take a look at where both teams currently sit in the South Division of the Southern League standings. Montgomery, a 5-game advantage on Biloxi, the Mississippi Braves, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Biscuits in the second half, 25-14 record. Shuckers and Braves and Blue Wahoos, 20-19, a game over 500. As the Biscuits take the fields, and we'll give you our picks to click on the side on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network. As we'll send it down to the field for the playing of our national anthem. First pitch on the other side. We'll see you there on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on August 13th as the Shuckers take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Get to the ballpark early and receive a free Shuckers barbecue apron giveaway presented by Kaneka Sausage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game number one of a 6-game tilt, the last 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Gary Green with you here. Big series coming up for the Shuckers, who sit at 54-52 overall on the year. They are 20-19 in the Southern League second half. As for these Montgomery Biscuits, 53-48 overall, but they're 25-14 in the second half of the Southern League season and puts them 5 games in front of the Shuckers. Here's the starting lineup one more time for Biloxi. Leading off, the center fielder Corey Ray. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short, and Garrett Whitley, just named the Southern League Player of the Week, bats third. He is in line. The cleanup man is the left fielder Tristan Luntz. Xavier Warren makes his Double-A debut, playing at first. Cam Devaney at third. Felix Valerio at second. Brent Diaz does the catching, and Nick Cale is the designated hitter tonight for Biloxi. They go opposite the left-hander John Doxakis, this year 2-4 with a 5.44 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers today are led by interim manager Charlie Green, as Mike Guerrero is away attending to a personal matter. First pitch to Corey Ray is swung on and missed. We're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Central Time right here in Montgomery. Lefty-lefty matchup here as Ray stands in, and the 0-1. And he bounces this one up the first baseline and foul. Only count no balls and 2 strikes to Ray. Again, for it being the middle of August, it's another very pleasant evening here in the Southern League tonight. Set in the 0-2, And Ray cues a breaking ball off the end of his bat foul. And the count stays at 0-2. It is 88 degrees outside here in Montgomery this evening. Mostly clear skies. The sun, though, is behind a little bit of cloud cover right now. So it feels like it is 92 outside. Very pleasant indeed. Another 0-2 to Ray, and he swings and misses on an elevated fastball, and it's a strikeout for Doc Sackes for the first out here in the evening.
And let's meet the defense tonight for the Montgomery Biscuits. Start on the outfield left to right. Jordan Kazar, Cameron Meiser, and Nico Holsizer. On the infield, Diamond Oslivas Basabi's at third. Greg Jones, Ronnie Simon, the double play duo up the middle. Kyle Manzardo manning first base. Roberto Alvarez is doing the catching.
So now it's Andrew Monasterio from the right side as the left-hander Doc Sackes sets and fires. And the first pitch is hit high into the air out in left center field. Playable coming over Kassar. He will give way to Meisner. Makes the grab off of his left shoulder. Two gone in the inning, and here is Garrett Whitley. On the mound today for these Biscuits, the 6'4", 215-pound left-hander, John Doc Sackes. We celebrate his 24th birthday coming up here in just a couple of days. Second-round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2019 out of Texas A&M. Left-hander readies and deals the first. And Whitley takes on the inside edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Scouting report on Doc Sackes. He throws a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Tander working from pretty much the middle of the rubber. Hands just below the chin as he brings home the 0-1. And Whitley lifts it in the air. Right field, backing up on it, Holsizer, as he gets to the warning track, takes one step to his right, and brings it in for the out. The Shuckers go in order in the top of the first inning. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Biscuits coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Half of the first inning, the Shuckers held off the scoreboard in the top of the first, so here is the starting nine. The Biloxi's right-hander Carlos Luno will look to keep in check today. Leading off is the designated hitter Brett Wisely. Greg Jones follows him at short, and Oslavis Basabe, the third baseman, hits third. Kyle Manzardo is the cleanup man. He's at first. Cameron Meisner in center, and Ronnie Simon, the switch-hitting second baseman, at sixth. In the seventh spot, the right fielder, Nico Holsizer, Jordan Kassar out in left, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. They do go opposite the right-hander, Carlos Luna, 4-4 with a 4.72 ERA, and the Biscuits are led by third-year manager, Morgan Ensberg. So here's Wisely from the left side, and the first offer from Luna is whipped in a little high and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Luna, the 6'1", 215-pound right-hander, 25 years old from Las Tablas in Panama. 1-0, and that is also a little high and outside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes to the left-handed hitting Wisely. Luna making his 22nd appearance of the year. This is his 10th start. 2-0. And that is just off the plate. Luna, very frustrated. He has gone to pretty much the same spot three straight times and cannot get a strike call. And so he's quickly in a 3-0 hole to Wisely. Luna sets and a 3-0. And that is fouled back off to our left. The count 3-1. Scouting report on Luda. He throws a fastball, a cutter, a changeup, and a slider. He's making his seventh appearance against Montgomery in his career in his fifth game that he started. Righty sets, and the 3-1. Just tipped into the mid. Diaz. He met him with a cutter. And so the count has gone to 3-2. Let's go ahead and meet our three-man umpiring crew today. James Jean is our crew chief. He's behind home. Macon Hammond at third. And Raul Moreno is at first. Luna the 3-2. And that is at the knees for a called third strike. Wisely casts the bat aside and then stares down James Jean in disagreement. So it's the first strikeout for Luna. One gone.
That was a late strikeout called by Jean. Let's take a look at the Shuckers defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Tristan Lutz, Corey Ray, and Garrett Whitley. Candavini's at third base. Andrew Monastero, Felix Valerio up the middle. Xavier Warren's at first.
As the first pitch on the outside edge for a strike.
And Brent Diaz is doing the catch tonight for the right-hander, Carlos Luna.
So 0-1 the count to the shortstop, Greg Jones, the number 4 prospect in the Rays organization. The 0-1. And a slider, that is low and outside. The count is 1-1. Well, it is worth mentioning that Luna is starting today instead of T.J. Shook, who was scheduled to double-dip, but instead the Shuckers decided to go with a 6-man rotation for this series. 1-1. And that's bounced up the middle. Waiting for it, though, is Monasterio. Shuffles the feet and fires to first, and Warren in his first action has to stretch up the first baseline a little bit. Not very much. A 6-3 ground out. Two gone in a scoreless game. Here in the bottom of the first, 4-0 Slavis Basabe. Of course, for the better part of the last month and a half, we've seen Carlos Luna and Noah Zavalis operating as a tandem, as Thomas was talking about. So while Luna has pitched out of the bullpen this time, or this season, a grand total of 12 times. As this pitch is in there for a strike, it is 0-1. It is a case where pretty much all of his outings have been somewhere in the 4-5 inning range. He is certainly ready to turn in a normal start tonight. 0-1, and that is low and away. This with the breaking ball, and the count is 1-1 to Oslavis Basabe. Basabe hitting .320 this year in 38 games at AA. Set and though, 1-1. And a rip and a miss at a cutter away. The count is a ball and two strikes to Basabe. Basabe with 14 doubles, no triples or home runs, and 16 runs driven in. Waggles the bat as he waits for the 1-2 and hits a bouncer out towards Valerio. Three hops at shoulder high. And Felix fields and throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Luna in the bottom of the first inning. We move on to the second, scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49 Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Biloxi.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers retired in order in the first, so it'll be Tristan Lutz, Xavier Warren, and Cam Devaney in this frame. Left-hander John Doxakis sets and deals the first, and Lutz takes a breaking ball low. It is 1-0. Well, Tristan, a big day in our Sunday finale in the last game we played. 2-for-3 with a single, a double, 3 RBIs and a walk. 1-0 when he bounces this foul up the third baseline. And the count is 1-1 to Lutz. And that was a really good way to end the series for Tristan, who had had a very difficult go of it. He was hitless through the first 4 games for Biloxi. Set and though, 1-1. And that is low. 2 balls and a strike. But Thomas got a chance to interview him after the game, and Tristan was very open about the fact that he really felt like he got away from his approach last week. So that his goal was to just stay back and drive the baseball the opposite way, and instead it just happened to get out in front of a breaking ball, and that was what led to the 2 RBI double in the Shuckers' 7-5 win. As a breaking ball misses back foot, and it's 3-1 now to Lutz. Tristan now hitting .261 on the year in 62 games, 11 doubles, 10 homers, and 56 driven in. 3-1, and he takes high. It's ball 4. So Lutz works the leadoff walk. That's the first base runner of the game for Biloxi. And it brings up Xavier Warren, the first baseman rated as the number 18 prospect in the Brewers organization, making his Double-A debut tonight. Switch hitter will bat right against the lefty John Doxakis. Warren with a pretty good crouch as he waits, and the first offer. And that's taken a breaking ball knee-high for a strike. It is 0-1. Warren, 6'1", 215 pounds, a native of Southfield in Michigan. 23 years old, taken in the third round of the 2020 draft by the Brewers. The 0-1. And he cues this foul off the end of the bat, and the count is 0-2 now to Warren. Now Warren taken out of Central Michigan. He's been a catcher, first baseman, and third baseman so far in his minor league career. Again, starting at first tonight. Quickly in an 0-2 hole here with Lutz at first and nobody gone in a scoreless top of the second. And Oxakis the 0-2. And Warren strikes out swinging on an inside slider. So his first at bat at Double-A, a strikeout for Warren. With one gone, it's Cam Devaney.
Well, just a tough at bat there for Xavier. And you know, that's what Doxakis can do to when he is throwing strikes. And we saw the reason why he was most recently named the Southern League Pitcher of the Week. When he's throwing strikes and gets ahead, he can throw that back foot slider to Warren. And from a lefty to a righty, he's just nasty.
Set on the first offer, and Devaney is out in front and pulls it foul over on the third base side. And it ends up bouncing off of the railing in front of the Biscuits dugout and ends up in foul ground on the first base side. So it's just strike one to Devaney. Now you talk about that in the month of August for Doxakis. Back on August 4th against Pensacola, he went 6 one-hit scoreless innings. 0-1 is a slider low and in. On the count, 1-1 to Devaney. Just 1 walk and 4 strikeouts in a game. The Biscuits won 9-0. Then, unfortunately, he had his start back on August 11th cut short by rain. He went just 2 innings, but again, just 1 hit and no runs. And now Lutz is picked off of first. Throw to first to Mazzardo, and now back to short. And the tag is applied by Greg Jones. So Doxakis catches Lutz leaning. I don't even know if he was going. But it's a pickoff, and that's the second out in the inning.
Well, it's been quite some time since the Shuckers have had a man picked off, and which Joey Weimer accounted for 3 of the 6 coming in today. And the last 2 were Weimer getting picked off back on June 9th.
Both of those were at first, as the 1-1 is high. I think count is 2-1. And what I mean by that is that it was a throw that Weimer was diving back into the bag, and he was tagged out. In this case, I think Lutz might have just taken an extra step more than he meant to, and Doxakis had a quicker move. 2-1, and Devaney skies it foul over on the first base side. And so the count now goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Devaney. But Doxakis, very different than when the Shuckers last saw him back in Biloxi, and in 3 relief innings, tagged him for 5 runs on 6 hits and a couple of walks. as Devaney takes a heater high at 91 on the count as run full to Cam. Bases now empty, two gone in a scoreless game here in the top of the second inning. Series opener between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Set in the 3-2, and Devaney takes low and inside for ball four. So it's a walk to Devaney. Second of the inning for Doc Sakis, and that brings up Felix Valerio.
I think just that at bat just tells the difference with Devaney maybe seeing Doc Sakis a handful of times. He's been there this whole season, his second year in Double A to Xavier Warren. You know, Doc Sakis threw that same slide at least two or three times to Devaney. Didn't swing either of those times.
Laid off, and the first offer to Valerio is skied foul. And again, I think that speaks to not only just the experience for Cam Devaney. This is game number 99 of the year for Devaney here with the Shuckers after he played in 87 last year at AA. So certainly just more at-bats at this level. Set in the 0-1. And instead, Doc Sakis doesn't throw the ball, and that's about as easy of a balk as you're ever going to see. So Doc Sakis just started to come home, and then he just didn't throw the baseball. So that's a balk. And Devaney will get second base.
I just wonder if he got tied up his cleat on the dirt and just fell off the mound, like you said.
You know, normally a balk is kind of ambiguous. You got to look back at replay and see. That one's very obvious. The 0-1, and that's inside and ricochets off of the glove of Alvarez, and Devaney will head to third, and it goes into the dugout for the Biscuits, but Devaney will have to stop at third then. So all of a sudden, a balk, and now what will probably be scored a pass ball on the catcher Alvarez. Puts a man at third with two outs and a 1-1 count to Valerio. The set and the 1-1. And Valerio pops this one up, first base side, twisting towards the stands, and that'll get out of play foul. And so the count will go to 1-2 to Valerio. I think the obvious ways that a pitcher will balk are, you know, obviously sometimes if a guy will drop the baseball with a man on base, or again, you start into your motion and you just never finish. 1-2. Way outside, and that didn't come out right for Doc Sakis. Well, the count is 2-2. This is very different than the first inning for the left-hander, as he needed just seven pitches to retire the Shuckers in the first. And they have actually ruled that a wild pitch and not a pass ball. 2-2, and Valerio crushes it to left field. Out towards the foul pole. It is over the fence, and it is gone for a two-run homer for Felix Valerio. Valerio with his 12th home run of the season, give him 50 RBIs, and the Shuckers have a 2-0 lead here in the second inning. The first home run for Valerio in almost a month and a half. The last one came back on July 3rd against the Mississippi Braves. But he launches one here, and the Shuckers strike first. So the balk and the wild pitch don't end up mattering as Diaz stands in on the first offer. Lifted foul on the right side. It is 0-1.
And we talk about putting guys on. You know, obviously, leadoff walk to Lutz is able to pick him off to erase it, but two outs, nobody on. And Canavane is able to work that walk. That's what makes baseball so hard sometimes, is a life as a pitcher.
0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike to Diaz. Well, as we've seen for Doc Sakis this year against the Shuckers, it, specifically in his outings against Biloxi, walks have been the problem. His Double-A debut back on May 27th, he walked six batters. 1-1, and Diaz swings over a dandy changeup. The count is 1-2 to Brin. The next time that Biloxi saw him was on July 8th. He went 6 1/3 innings, and he walked four and struck out just two. And as we said, three innings of relief back on July 28th. He walked two, but he gave up five runs. As this is down low with a slider. really good-looking pitch, and it's called a ball. The count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Diaz. Doc Sakis was already about 2 steps off the mound. 2-0 Shuckers here in the second inning. 2 gone, the bag's empty. And the 2-2 to Diaz, and he swings through a changeup. It's a strikeout for Doc Sakis. But Biloxi strikes first on a 2-run homer by Felix Valerio. As we head on to the bottom of the second inning, it's now Biloxi 2 and the Biscuits nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the second inning. Biloxi Shuckers leading the Montgomery Biscuits 2-0 thanks to a 2-run homer by Felix Valerio in the top of the frame. So Carlos Luna comes out with a lead to face Kyle Manzardo, the left-handed hitting first baseman. On the first offer is on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Now Manzardo rated as the number 21 prospect in the Rays organization. 0-1, and that's cued foul. The count is 0-2. Promoted from High A Bowling Green, heading into the last series for these Biscuits when they were in Chattanooga. That series against the Lookouts, he went 7-for-19. That's a .368 average in 5 games. Luna, the 0-2, and that's hit off the end of the bat out towards the left field gap, but lots of the stride is over. With a slight jump, reaches up and makes the grab over his cap for the out. So a line out the other way for Manzardo. One gone and Cameron Meisner the batter. Well, tonight, six of the 9 hitters for Montgomery are going to hit from the left side against the right-hander Carlos Luna. It's because Jones and Ronnie Simon, who is scheduled to hit third in this inning, are both switch hitters. As the first offer, fastball is right in there for a strike. It is 0-1 to Meisner. And 5 of the first 6 batters will hit left against Luna. 0-1. And a slider at the bottom of the zone on the outer edge for a strike. It is quickly 0-2 to Meisner. 2-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second, thanks to the 2-run homer by the second baseman, Felix Valerio. The set and the 0-2. That's just touched foul, and that actually skips in and out of the Shuckers dugout. And the count will stay at 0-2 to Meisner. Well, Meisner hitting .243 on the year. This is his 90th game with Montgomery, but he has really turned it around in the month of July and August. Luna readies the 0-2. That's down low with a changeup. Meisner in July hit .322, and he has carried that into the month of August where he's hitting .351. When you go back to July 1st, since then, Meisner's hitting .331 with a .458 on-base percentage. Set in the 1-2, and that is outside. It's 2-2. So what that equates to is that Meisner is getting on base about one out of every two at-bats. In that 34-game span, 8 doubles, 7 home runs, and 23 RBIs. Set in the 2-2. That's a little outside, and so Meisner has worked the count full. Meisner had a 5-hit game against the Shuckers in our 6-game set that we had here in the July 4th holiday week. Series in which the Shuckers won 2 out of 6. 3-2. And a breaking ball is low and outside. It's ball 4. So after Luna got the first 2 strikes on Meisner, he bounces back and works the wall.
Yeah, it really seems like so far James Jean, the home plate umpire, isn't giving anything outside of the boundary on that outer half. Luna, remember with that first at-bat against Wisely last inning, was just living out there. And to no avail.
So man on with one gone, and Simon the batter. And Meisner gets a great jump, stops, and starts again, and is in the second standing up because he could not believe how good of a jump he got. And he's got an easy steal of second.
I think he thought he was going to call on a rundown because not sure who was on the infield. Somebody else, step off.
Well, for Meisner, it's his 23rd steal of the year in 30 total attempts. The good news, it was a called strike to Simon. Luna the 0-1, and now he'll spin and look the runner back. Yeah, Cameron Meisner just got a massive jump, and he got almost halfway to second base and stopped and then started again. As the 0-1 is popped up just outside of the infield, ranging slightly into the right field grasses, Valerio. That'll reach over his cap and make the grab for the out. So two gone, and it brings up Nico Holsizer. This is a pivotal series for the Shuckers. They come into today 5 games back of these Biscuits with 30 games left to play. Biloxi, Mississippi, Pensacola, all 20-19, and all vying for that second half crown. Sans Pensacola, they already know they are in the playoffs. As the first offer to Holsizer is high for a ball, it is 1-0.
And today for Pensacola, they're slated to start Jeffrey Yon, who I don't think has made a start at all this season. The left-hander who's just out of the bullpen for them.
Set and the 1-0. And Holsizer pops it back foul. It's 1-1.
It could also be an opener-type situation, but kind of surprised when looking through the schedule and the slate of games for today and to see his name pop up.
It must mean that they are looking to fill out a open rotation spot. The set and the 1-1 from Luna. Here it is. That's fouled off by Holsizer. It is 1-2.
Well, that would makes me think, yeah, because A.J. Ladwig was promoted from AA to the major leagues, the big league roster, and he was one of their starters.
So now maybe a bullpen game for the Wahoos today. As the 1-2 is hit out to left field, Lutz is tracking back. It's going to be over his head and off the wall and bounces away from him and rolls back into shallow left field. Holsizer in the second with a double as Meisner scores, and the Biscuits get one back here in the bottom of the second. It's now 2-1 Biloxi.
Oh, it's like a miniature green monster out there. Not really, though. It's probably about half the size of what it is, but you know, you'd rather go after the ball like Lutz there because it's so shallow then if it ricochets back towards the infield. Guy like Holsizer is just not going to think three. So Lutz went back towards the wall, tried to make a play. He couldn't. Try to trap the baseball. He couldn't do that either.
Now the first offer to Jordan Kassar is a fastball swung on and missed at the top of the zone. It is 0-1.
You think nonetheless that runner in Meisner with two outs is going to score from second either way.
As soon as that ball hit the wall, and it was hit on a rope, so Lutz, even sprinting back, wouldn't have had a chance to make a catch on it. 0-1. And that's a low one in. And on the back foot with a changeup. And the count is 1-1 to Kassar. Now for Holzheiser, his 11th double of the year and his 40th run driven in. The Shuckers see their margin halved. And on the tying run at second for Kassar. The 1-1 is at the top of the zone for his strike. The count is 1-2. I think it's going to be a wait-for-it kind of night.
Oh, yeah.
James Jean is just very deliberate with his strike calls. Nona trying to strand a man in scoring position. The 1-2. And Kassar is out in front of Bullitt in front of the Shuckers dugout foul. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Kassar. Kassar hitting .239 this year, 58th game with Montgomery. Luna, another 1-2 on the way. And this is low with the changeup. Diaz squeezes the legs together, and it dribbles slightly away from him, but not too far enough away for the runner Holzheiser to advance. The count draws level at 2-2. Kassar with 8 doubles, 5 triples, 12 home runs, and 34 runs driven in. The set by Luna and the 2-2. And this is hit in the air down the left field line, but that'll be foul the entire way. For a point of reference, the Shuckers this year have 13 total triples. Sal Frelick had 3. Garrett Mitchell had a couple. Valerio has 2. Joey Weimer had 1. Noah Campbell with 1. As this pitch is a little low and inside. Missed with a heater, and so the count has run full.
Which is crazy to think. Garrett Mitchell had one. It was out the first game of the season. He had that RBI triple in right center in Pensacola. It's just either way, in the opening 3 games, we had one.
They hit a bullet out to the right field gap. As Luna brings home the 3-2. And that is just outside for ball 4. Luna is trying to go to that outer edge, and it has just not been open today.
Catcher 15, Roberto.
So a walk to Kassar, the second walk of the inning. And it brings up the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. And that'll bring a meeting on the mound. And as they do, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium here in Montgomery, Alabama. 2-1 Biloxi in the bottom of the second inning, but now runners on first and second. And two gone as Roberto Alvarez digs in. Glad you're with us tonight. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zenzarella alongside. And with that, the Shuckers bullpen is going to get moving around a little bit. Luna stares in and the first offer to Alvarez. And he pulls this one down the left field line foul for his strike. It is 0-1. Alvarez this year, a .232 hitter in 53 games. 6 doubles, 3 triples, and 18 RBIs for the catcher. Set by the right-hander Luna. And the 0-1. It's fouled straight back. It's 0-2. So that's what's tough for Luna in this inning. He got ahead 0-2. On Mazzardo, got him to line out. Got ahead 0-2 on Meisner, who worked the walk. Just threw 2 pitches to get Simon. And Holzheiser doubled, and he got ahead 1-2 on Kassar. 0-2 pitch, and this is lifted down the left field line towards the corner, but it is foul over the Biscuits bullpen. So it'll stay at 0-2 to Alvarez. And this is just exactly what a Montgomery Biscuits team does to you. I know we say it so much whenever we play this team, but especially here at home. There's just something about the way that they grind out at-bats against you. The set and another 0-2.
And that shot the opposite way into right field, a base hit. Holsizer's going to get the wave. Whitley's up with it. The throw to the plate is cut off as Holsizer slides in. And now they have the runner Alvarez picked off as he's tagged out. But the tying run scores on an RBI single to right field by Roberto Alvarez. And as we go on to the third inning, brand new ball game, square at two on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
1, 2, 3, go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Start of the third inning, tied at two between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. It'll be the nine-hole hitter Nick Cale to lead it off. And to take you through the next couple of innings, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. As you said, Nick Cale, the DH tonight, the right-hander against the southpaw, John Doxakis, whose first pitch home is a fastball with the inner half of the plate for a called strike at 88 miles an hour. Well, the Shuckers took a 2-0 lead last inning on a two-run home run from Felix Valerio as the 0-1 bounces in with a slider and the count's 1-1. And then the Biscuits answered right back with a pair of runs of their own. Seems the way it goes a lot this season for Biloxi. It's either they tie the game up in the bottom of half of the frame or vice versa. The changeup runs away from the right-handed hitting Cale. It's 2-1. Well, similar to Brent Diaz, Nick Cale, kind of a guy that doesn't play every day. And a 2-1, Cale swings and misses at a down and in slider. And so the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two, and Cale late swings and misses out a fastball inside. And strikes out swinging. He was thinking off-speed again because that has been the M.O. for John Doxakis, where he will just bury a slider down and inside for most the entire at-bat. But this time, goes down swing on a fastball. So one out, base is empty, top of the third, all score at 2 apiece. In the top of the order, Corey Reyes sends a deep drive to center field. Meisner tracks back a few steps, shy of the warning track, makes the catch over his right shoulder. And so Ray now 0 for 2 tonight, strikeout and a flyout in his first two trips. And just like that, two gone. Oh, it's 400 a dead center, Ray at about 390. Or so, give or take, about out there. But nobody on, two gone, and Andrew Monasterio takes a fastball 90 miles an hour on the outer half for strike. Monasterio flew out to center field before, and the 0-1 is at the thigh with a slider for a called strike going to. So Monasterio looking to extend his on-base streak to 18 games, sitting at 17 currently. And the 0-2. Fastball high at 89, 1-2. Back on Sunday's win. Singled in the sixth inning. Was 1-for-4 in the contest. The two outs, the 1-2 from the south bone. He's grounded to Hopper to Basabe at third. Fields it as Shoetops throws across the diamond and gets Monasterio by a step for a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. We're still tied at 2 after 2.5 at Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Home half of the third inning in Montgomery from Riverwalk Stadium. All tied at 2 apiece as the righter Carlos Luna faces the top of the order, 1-2-3. Brett Wisey, the first man from the left side, takes a slider down and inside for a ball. Well, Doc Sackers, who had his problems in the top of the second inning, ends up overcoming them, a 1-2-3 top of the third. So we'll see if Carlos Luna can do the same. 1-0 to Wisely. Is at the belt for a called strike with a changeup. And the count evens 1-1. Third baseman Cam Devaney is in on the grass in case Wisely does try to put one down. Shortstop Andrew Monasterio playing towards the second base bank, so a big hole in the left side of the infield. And the 1-1 misses up and away with a fastball at 9, 2-1. Bullpen didn't spring to life late in that second inning, but nobody is up and warming here in the third. 2-1. And a fastball just off the outside black for a ball. It's 3-1. That has been the MO for James Jeter, home plate umpire tonight. He is not giving anything, even if it's a centimeter off the outer half. Reiner Luna from the stretch, 3-1, and Wisely checks his swing high and tight, lays off the fastball for ball four. Third walk issued by Luna so far through two-plus innings, and leadoff man's on to bring up the switch-hitting shortstop, Greg Jones. Jones steps in the left side. And Devaney, the third baseman, still on the grass with the plus speed of Jones. And Luna has to worry about Wisely at first, as now he'll throw over. And Wisely sneaks back into the far end of the bag as he dusts up the home white uniforms for the Biscuits with the butter gold letters. Looking to break open this 2-2 tie game in the bottom of the third. And first pitch, Jones rifles into right field. Whitley ranges over to his right, chases it down the alley and makes the catch. Throws it back into the infield quickly. An absolute bullet off the bat of Greg Jones. And Whitley read it perfectly. Got to the spot right in line with a 373 sign in right center. And man, Greg Jones is probably thinking, I hit anywhere else, that's probably extra bases. The speed of both Whitley and Wright and Corey Ray in center field Well, it makes it a good tag team duo. So one out, bottom three. Runner at first is Wiza. He's running on the pitch. And it's poked foul up the third base side against Slavis Basabi, the third baseman. As he went lunging for his slider down and away. And just able to tap the foul. Sun falling fast here in the middle of August. Already past our summer solstice, so it'll continue to set earlier and earlier. As Luna from the belt, long pause, 0-1. And a fastball is fouled back from Basabi to the screen. It's 0-2. Well, we saw Slavis back at MGM Park the last time that the Biscuits came to town. Basabi in Double-A now, his 39th contest, hitting .320, no home runs, 16 driven in. He's also perfect 7-for-7 in the stolen base department. Doesn't strike out a lot as the 0-2 as he slaps the other way down the right field line, but it's foul. Into the Shuckers bullpen. And the count stays 0-2. 153 at-bats for Basabi coming in. Just 20 strikeouts. Those are the numbers you like to see. About a 13% rate. And now another toss over to first base. We'll check on Wiser, who was running on the first pitch of this at-bat. Basabi bounced out to Valerio in the first inning, a 1-2-3 inning toss by Luna, whose pitch count has run up to an even 50. And the 0-2 is a slider. Lifted in the air, shallow right field. Whitley comes in. Cam Sutter makes the catch in right field for the second out of the frame. And Wisey has to retreat back to the first base bag. And Luna looking to work around that leadoff walk. He's retired both Jones and Basabi. So two outs and Wisey's at first. Home half of the third inning at Riverwalk Stadium. A 2-2 tie game in Kyle Manzardo. Manzardo, the first baseman, and a fling over to first from Luna, who spun over in a sidearm toss. Looked like a shortstop flinging it to second for a double play there. Wisely was back in safely. Healthy lead at first. There goes the runner. Pitch misses up and away. Diaz is throwing to second. Monastero can't scoop it. He got enough of it. It hit off the edge of his glove, so it trickled in the shallow center field. But Wisely wouldn't advance any more than that. It looked like it was a scheduled pitch out, as the pitch was a ball, and again it was up and away to the lefty batter. But Brett Wisely has his 27th stolen base of the season. And he's now in scoring position, representing the tie, the go-ahead run. And there goes Wisely to third. A pitch down and in. Diaz throw to third. And Wisely, a pop-up slide. He's in safely. So back-to-back pitches. Wisely steals second and third. And the pitch was a ball again. So 2-0 to Manzardo. The Biscuits taking advantage. They've now stolen three bases tonight. And the 2-0 offering. Manzardo takes the down and in slider for ball 3-0. Well, Manzardo is sixth game since being promoted from High A Bowling Green. 7 for his first 19 coming in. That last series against the Lookouts. Two doubles, a home run, and 7 RBIs. He takes down with a slider. This time it hits him, though. And that's the worst hit by pitch if you're a batter anyway. But count 3-0 when it hits you. And it also ended up saving a run, possibly if that ball gets away from Diaz. So walk and a hit by pitch. Wisely's at third, though, after stealing both second and third. A tie game at 2 apiece. But again, the tie or the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away. And a center fielder, Cameron Meisner, who walked and scored last inning, also stole a base. Climbs in the left side against the right-handed thrower, Luna. And he fans on the first pitch. Fastball, 90 miles an hour for strike one. Meisner with the black ankle guard on that front right foot. Kind of a do-it-all outfielder for the Biscuits. The 0-1, and Meisner takes a fastball at the thigh on the outer half for a called strike, 0-2. Hit for power, he can get on base. Good defender. Also with speed as well, above average speed. Once it's plus, like Weiser's at third, but Meisner can run. He can steal bases. Runners on the corners, two outs, the 0-2. And misses up and away with the fastball. Maybe trying to set him up here. Wisely with 28 stolen bases on the season. This Biscuits team really does have some talented base stealers. 1-2. And just up and away with a fastball, 90 miles an hour. Count evens 2-2. Well, Gary's talking about just how the Biscuits able to grind out at bats. Meisner, one of the best two in the Southern League, trailing Thomas Dillard. League leader in walks. Meisner had a lead at one point last week before Dillard retook it. 2-2, and he fights it off foul third base side. A fastball down and on the hands, and Meisner just able to get those wrists around quick enough. But right now, Dillard 71 walks in the Southern League. One ahead of Cameron Meisner, who sits at 70. With that one walk today, he's now tied for first. Dillard is not in the starting lineup. 2-2, and Meisner pushes it foul third base side, and so the battle continues here between Carlos Luna and Cameron Meisner. So Brett Wise is at third base. A walk and two stolen bases. Manzardo was hit by pitches at first. With two outs and time called at home plate. I feel like the way Doc Sakis has been able to rifle a 1-2-3 inning, it's been a labor pain here for Luna. And the 2-2 is lifted down the left field line, but ultimately slices into the second row, seats just to the left of the bullpen for the Biscuits. Talk about Luna's pitch count continuing to soar. Now 62 pitches thrown from Luna. And you look on the other side for Don Doc Sack is 41 pitches. So that is 21 pitch difference. And this inning's not over yet. 2-2 again. And Meisner crashes it deep center field. Ray races back towards the 400 sign and at the wall makes the catch in deep center field, just shy of the wall, and the ballpark holds it. So Carlos Luna holds the Biscuits off the board, but a deep sigh of relief. No runs on no hits and two men left on base. We head on to the fourth inning, all tied at two between the Shockers and the Biscuits on the Shockers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top of the fourth inning at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers in a Biscuits tied at two apiece. And a former Biscuit will lead things off. Garrett Whitley from the right side against the southpaw John Doc Sackis, who kicks and fires home a fastball. 88 miles an hour at the knees, called strike. Whitley flew out, flied out to right field. His first time up. And the right-hander Whitley awaits. And a fastball tails away outside, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Willie coming off that big series against the Trash Pandas, two home runs, a pair of doubles as well, drove in eight. And the 1-1, he turns on a fastball, lines it foul. Third base side, he's behind 1-2. But played in the Rays organization last year, 57 games for the Biscuits. Was the Double-A South Player of the Week back middle of June last year, and also spent some time at AAA. Darren Bowles, 1-2, and Whitley lines it foul the first base side this time. Going both ways. I saw him talking maybe with a few former teammates or coaches or staff in the outfield before the game. 1-2 from Doc Sackis is a breaking ball launched in the air left center field. It drops down for a base hit. Meisner cuts it off in the alley, throws it on a one hopper to second base. And so it is just a long single for Garrett Whitley. But welcome home, Garrett. And extends his on base streak now to 11 games. Just the series that he had, but as a lot of walks in that last series, too. Four walks total.
And just two strikeouts in the series as well for Whitley. That was what he did so well, was he put the ball in play. Had, remember that game on Wednesday night in which just everything off the bat was hit hard.
And Tristan Lutz from the right side with Whitley at first. Check swing. It's in there anyway for a strike. I mean, that's what you always we talk about on air if you're able to put the ball in play. More times than not, it's what you want to do, but also hitting the ball hard, and that's what Whitley has shown as well. And Lutz was able to hit the ball hard in that last series on Sunday. A check on Whitley at first, who dives back in. We're talking about Lutz and his struggles. Was 0-for-18 in the series going into Sunday. Picks up two big hits, drives in three runs. The 0-1, and Lutz takes low, a changeup. County evens 1-1, and we always talk about, well, how does that game maybe carry over to the next series? And we've seen it happen before. Guys who have had really, you know, less than likable numbers in their minds for their series numbers. And the 1-1 down and inside with a slider, 2-1. Remember that day and up at Smoky Stadium, Canavani, two home runs, struggled that series, and comes down and doubles his hit total in one day. Southwick, I think, had a four-hit game as well on a Sunday. 2-1, and Lutz sprays it foul.
That same Sunday.
Yeah. It was a slump buster Sunday. And now Lutz maybe breaking out of that Sunday as well. We'll see what happens here. Nobody out. Whitley at first, another check on him. This time he's back in standing. No tack applied by the first baseman, Manzardo. You mentioned it before the game on Sunday. I asked about it. That's how it's supposed to work. You change your walk-up song at home and multi-hit, multi-RBI game. And a 2-2 up and away with a fastball, 3-2.
One of my favorite stories about that in my limited time in minor league baseball was back when we were with rookie level Helena in 2017, a team that Tristan was on, and we had Peyton Henry on that team.
3-2, Whitley goes, swing and a miss, in and out of the glove of Alvarez on the transfer. So a stolen base for Garrett Whitley, but a But a strikeout, number five for Doc Sackett. One gone.
But in that game, in that stretch at one point that season, Henry was struggling a little bit. Now, mind you, this was when he was 19 years old. It was his first real full season out of high school. And so he came to us that day and said, I want no walk-up music. When I come to the plate, silence.
First pitch to Xavier Warren. It's a breaking ball at the knees, called strike.
And I think he went 3-for-5 that day with 2 doubles. So he went no walk-up music for a little while.
It's crazy how the superstitious things that happen, and then once that wears off, you go back to your original. As fastball up and away to Warren, 1-1. Willie at second base, one out, top of the fourth inning, 2-2 tie game. And Xavier Warren in his first game at Double-A. Switch hitter from the right side against the left-hander, Doc Sakis, who looks back, Willie at second, and kicks 1-1. He's down and in, 2-1. I always remember growing up, there were times where I always have a bad weekend or something like that where wore two batting gloves, went to one, and then hit well with one, and then you'd be having the one for a while, then you'd be hitting well, put two batting gloves back on, or no batting gloves. And the 2-1, a high bouncer. Jump leap in the air from Basabe, corrals it and throws it across the diamond. And puts away Warren. And a high bouncer off the infield turf, and a good play from Basabe, two gone.
That makes it for Kim Devaney.
Shucker's chance to break open this 2-2 tie game, and it's up to Cam Devaney with two outs now. It's always the walk-up music. That's the first thing to go or change if you are in a slump. And Whitley's off and running the third as Devaney flies one high in the air, tailing out down the left field line towards the corner, but it's out to the train tracks and far left. Had the home run distance, it looked like.
Cam was just a touch out in front. That was more than enough to clear the fence out and left.
Well, the flag in right field isn't blowing in, but the small yellow flags on top of the scoreboard are blowing in. And the 0-1. Down in and in with a fastball, 1-1. We have seen some just absolute moon blast at this ballpark. Jackson Reitz, I think, sent one that is still traveling in orbit somewhere. He hit over the train tracks out there and left. And Doc Sakis, 1-1. Devaney pops it foul, first base shot out of play. 1-2. Whitley leads off a second. Two outs in Devaney. Two strikes on him. Doc Sakis, number 60 pitch for him. 1-2. Devaney pulls on the ground and through the left side into left field. Here comes Whitley around third. The throw is cut off. And a throw back over to first. Devaney's back in safely. As it was cut off from Basabe, but Cam Devaney delivers an RBI single. And Biloxi has lead once again, 3-2 in the fourth.
Well, good to see for Cam. He was just out in front of a home run, and in a two-strike count, shortens up and just splits it right through Basabe and Jones. Not an easy side of the infield to slip a ball through. Whitley with great speed, able to score well in front of a throw from Kazar.
So 2 outs into Vanny at first, and a breaking ball that Valerio jumps over and swing at for strike one. Well, Valerio provided the early offense for Biloxi. A 2-run home run in the second inning. His 12th of the season. And now Biloxi back in front, 3-2. Can Valerio do it again? And the 0-1 is a changeup low, 1-1. Devaney has been a part of both the scoring plays tonight. He is about a step and a half lead off of first. Not looking like he's going anywhere. And a 1-1 slider pops out of the middle of Alvarez towards the backstop. And there is Devaney. As he jogs into second, that is going to be a pass ball. on the catcher, Alvarez. So puts Cam in scoring position. And with two outs, you're more than likely to send Devaney a ball into the outfield, unless you know that what the determination is going to be. 2-1, down and away with a fastball. The count runs a 3-1. The sun setting, pink and blue skies peeking out from behind the left field grandstand. Start to head in towards the end of August. Summer skies go away. And Valerio bounces it up the third baseline. Back in its stab by Basabe. Sets his feet and throws him out at first base. Well, Garrett said it's not easy to get it through the left side of the infield for the Biscuits. And there's a prime example. As Basabe ends the fourth inning. But the Shuckers take the lead. A Cam Devaney RBI single. Biloxi 3, Biscuits 2. As Shuckers baseball continues in a moment. Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
We've hit the home half of the fourth inning at Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits. Biloxi retaking the lead. It's 3-2 on the Cam Devaney RBI single. First pitch from Carlos Luna. Ronnie Simon shows bunt, pulls it back as it caroms off the back wall behind home plate into the field of play again, as Simon just able to dance out of the way. Behind tight fastball, it's ball one. 6-7-8, two up, and the Biscuits lineup scored two back in the second inning. And the 1-0 Simon takes high. Fastball at 87, 2-0. But the Biscuits left two men on base, runners on the corners with two outs, and Meisner at a high fly ball to the warning track in center. And Simon takes away again with a fastball, 3-0. Simon's 5'9", 150-pound switch-hitting infielder from La Ramona in the Dominican Republic. 3-0, and Simon taking all the way, a fastball in the outer half. First strike. Well, Luna today hasn't had the best of control. Well, last inning walk, two men, three total so far through three-plus innings. 3-1, and Simon golfs it high in the air, shallow right field. Whitley races in and makes the grab over his left shoulder with Felix Valerio just a few steps in front of him. So Simon, who popped out to Valerio in the second out, flies out to right field. His second time through and one out. In the bottom of the fourth inning, nobody on for Nico Holsizer, the right fielder. Plenty of power in that red barrel for Holsizer as he shoots back the slider to the screen for strike one. He nearly left the yard in his first at bat doubled high off the wall in left field. A two-out double that scored Meisner in the first run for the Biscuits today. 0-1, and Holzheiser wanes and misses. Kind of down and away, slider, it's 0-2. And we've talked about it before, but Holzheiser, no batting gloves. Has some tape around both of his wrists. But no batting gloves. Probably some chalk or something in there. And the 0-2, he breaks his bat in on the hands, rolls it out to first. Warren flips it to Luna, not in time. And Luna, his hands over the back of his head. That's the Surrender Cobra look. He can't believe a ball that, well, the exit fielder, probably about 30 miles an hour, ends up being an infield single for Holzheiser.
Well, he's had it just tough there, and one where it's a little bit of a miscommunication. And I think that Luna initially was tracking after the ball, and then when he saw that Warren was going to have a better angle for it, that was the point where he moved a track for the base, and it was just too late for Holzheiser, who has a pretty good speed.
He had to stop and shut it down a few times as the first pitch waved down and missed from Jordan Cazar, the lefty batter, for strike one. It's almost like Luna didn't take the exact path he would have if knowing all the way he was going to go cover the first base bag. We talk about route efficiency in the outfield. That's kind of what it was there. The 0-1 down and inside. Good block from Diaz, who slid to his right. And it keeps it in front of him up the third base line. The count evens 1-1. Holzheiser, one out single now, 2-for-2 today. With asked 4 hits in the last series, including 2 home runs. So off to a good start here on this Tuesday night from Montgomery, Alabama. One out, a man on. And Cazar, 1-1, a healthy cut. Had a breaking ball he got a piece of, but is behind now 1-2. Luna's pitch count continues to climb. 74 pitches, 46 strikes so far. As Ryander up and throwing in Biloxi's bullpen. Looks like it is Ken Hassler, and now Luna, a pickoff attempt over to first, and Holzheiser's in standing. Hope that Luna can at least give you 4 today. Bullpen has been well rested over the last, well, 2 series or so, going back to the M-Braves series. 1-2, there goes Holzheiser, and Cazar pops it foul over our heads in the press box. Well, just the amount of tandem duos we've had the last 2 series in the last 2 weeks, where there are a few games they didn't need anybody on the bullpen. But obviously, Zavalas on the injured list today. Retroactive to yesterday. No tandem today. And the 1-2, Cazar hits a mile in the air into left field. Lutz charges in, gets to the spot, makes the catch. A medium depth left field as Holzheiser has to scamper back. Into first base. 2 outs. It's up to Roberto Alvarez to prolong this bomb in the 4th inning. Shuckers on top, 3-2. Candivani RBI single the top half of the frame. Go ahead, base hit again after the Valera home run in the 2nd. So Holzheiser at first, the catcher Alvarez, who drove in that tying run with a single to right field. First pitch to the righty batter is a fastball at the belt, called strike. On the outer half for strike one. Everybody's back on the infield besides Warren, who's covering first and holding the runner on. It's Luna, a pickoff attempt that way. And Holzheiser back in headlong. You think any other team in the Southern League, you're not throwing over to first base as much, but you have to against these Biscuits. Neil 1 is inside as Alvarez stumbles out of the right-hander's batter's box. A fastball at 89, inside corner. A miss for ball, 1-1. Really a weird end to that 2nd inning. Alvarez, who singled the ball to right field. A And Holsizer is running, and Alvarez flies it high in the air right field side, but that is going to be, well, foul out towards the concourse. And it's 1-2. Alvarez was turning around first. Kazar had held up at third. The one run had already scored in Holsizer in that second inning. And then the throw is cut off from Warren, and Valerio ends up coming from behind and backing up the first base bag. Sibla nab Alvarez at first. And the 1-2, a sharp hit ground ball into center field. The base hit. Holsizer turns on the burners. Ray's throwing one hop to third. They can't get him. And Alvarez right behind him ends up at second base. So a single ends up placing runners on second and third with two outs.
Well, you say, you know, Ray maybe needs to hit the cutoff man there, but that was a really good throw, and they almost had a chance to get him at third. But that's just heads-up base running by Alvarez, and it looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Luna.
Luna hitting the 80-pitch mark. Charlie Green comes out and takes the ball from the right-hander. New pitch in the ball game with two outs and 2 minutes score position. In the bottom of the fourth, Ken Hassler looking to preserve the Shuckers' 3-2 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on August 13th as the Shuckers take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Get to the ballpark early and receive a free Shuckers barbecue apron giveaway presented by Kaneka Sausage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
At Riverwalk Stadium, bottom of the fourth, hitting Shuckers clinging on to a 3-2 lead. Runners on second and third. Ken Hassler in the ballgame for the right-hander Carlos Luna.
A 20th appearance of the year for Hassler. 0-3, but a 3.86 ERA.
Bases leadoff man Brett Wisely takes the fastball at the letters called strike.
Three games finished for Hassler. He's got three holds, 25 and two-thirds innings, 17 runs, just 11 earned on 20 hits. He has walked 11 and struck out 30, opponents hitting 215 against the right-hander Kent Hassler.
Well, the former closer, Louisiana Tech, the 0-1, and Wisely whiffs and misses on a fastball 90 miles an hour. It's quickly 0-2 on Wisely. And then you have the former catcher, Louisiana Tech, his old batter mate, and Brent Diaz as well. Looking to strand Holsizer at third, Alvarez at second, but two outs, the 0-2. Down and away with a changeup, 1-2. Wisely tonight struck out looking in the first, walked, then stole second and third in the third inning, so last inning, but was stranded over there after a deep fly out to the warning track. And a Luna response for both men on the in scoring position right now. 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down and in, and Wisely goes down on strikes for the second time today. And how about that for Ken Hassler? Comes in against the batter and leaves two men in scoring position. After four, 3-2 Shuckers over the Biscuits in game one of the six-game series on the Bucksy Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name, and you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
Top of the fifth inning, John Toksak is the lefty against the right and hitting Brent Diaz. Shuckers 3-2 lead. With that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. First offer to Brent Diaz is a changeup swung on a missed for a strike. It is 0-1. So Toksakis now at 66 pitches, 41 of them have been four strikes so far. Left-hander deals the 0-1. Diaz takes off the plate. Count one ball and one strike. Brent, a strikeout victim his first time up. That was back in the second inning. Came to bat after Felix Valerio hit a two-run homer that gave Biloxi a 2-0 lead. 1-1. Diaz shoots this the opposite way, but that'll slice foul. Out onto the berm, down the right field line, and the count is now 1-2. Biscuits would tie the game in the bottom of the second inning. A walk to Cameron Meisner, an RBI double off the wall by Nico Holsizer, and then an RBI single by Roberto Alvarez. Carlos Luna done after 3 2/3 today. As the 1-2 is pulled out into left field, a base hit for Diaz. Brent has hit the ball the other way so much lately, but that time he gets it in the air and out into left field. And a base knock out of the eighth spot brings up Nick Cale.
As you said, nice to see Brent Diaz pull the ball the other way. He started to see the Biscuits the last time they were at MGM Park. They started to shade him into right center. So the center fielder, Myers, will be almost playing in right center, and Diaz will go the other way. He could hit the ball in the screws like that, but it'd be a line out. It was really tough.
First offer to Cale is way high as Alvarez has to stretch all the way without leaving his crouch to haul it in over above his right shoulder. It's a stretch across his body for the right-handed throwing catcher, and it's 1-0 to Cale. Nick 0 for 1 today. He was a strikeout victim in the third. As the 1-0 is right in there for his strike, it is 1-1. Well, Diaz and Cale, both catchers, and a former Double A South catcher just for the one season last year, making his major league debut today in Shea Langeliers. 1-1 is low and inside. It is 2-1. Chris Langeliers was part of the 2021 Mississippi Braves. Had a borderline MVP season. He was the prohibitive MVP favorite in the league last year, pretty much until about the last month or so. Set in the 2-1. Cale takes a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. It's 2-2. And that was until Jonathan Aranda from these Montgomery Biscuits just finished off the year so strong. And when you looked at it, batting average, weighted runs created, plus WOBA, even some of the home run RBI numbers as the 2-2. And Cale strikes out swinging. Sixth strikeout for Toksakis. One go on the lineup turns back over to Corey Ray, the 2018 Southern League MVP. But Langeliers was obviously traded in the offseason whenever the Atlanta Braves knew they weren't going to re-sign Freddie Freeman, so they went out and traded for Matt Olson. And along with sending Christian Pache and a few other prospects, Langeliers was really the big piece in that deal. As the first pitch fastball, letter high for a strike to Ray, it's 0-1. Checkers leading 3-2 with Diaz on first and one gone here in the top of the fifth inning. Just a short leadoff at first for Diaz as Ray waits. And the 0-1. That's fouled right at the plate. The count is 0-2. The Langeliers, really, the fact that it took him until today to get the call to Oakland is really a shame because he's been performing exceptionally well at AAA. But finally, the Athletics calling up Langeliers today, taking on the Texas Rangers in Arlington. And in his first at bat, he doubled. As the 0-2 is a busted bat, slow bouncer that's picked up. The only play will be to first from Simon. He thought about tagging Diaz, but Brent got past him. And Simon opted, instead of turning and throwing to second base to try and get the lead runner, to just get Ray. So Diaz to second, a 4-3 ground out for Corey. With two gone, it's Monasterio. But no, Langeliers, the very first pitch that he saw, he led off the top of the second for Oakland today, and he doubled down the left field line at Globe Life Field. Former Montgomery Biscuit Cal Stevenson driving in a run for Oakland today as well. First off to Monasterio, and a bouncer is wide of third and foul. It's 0-1. Langeliers was in the MLB All-Star Futures game this year, and he took home MVP honors as he homered off of his former teammate in Jared Schuster, the Atlanta Braves organization. Diaz off of second, the 0-1, and Monasterio fouls it back to the screen. It is 0-2. Of course, the news out of Atlanta today, also calling up Freddie Tarnock, who we saw earlier this year. And if I'm not mistaken, on our list of best curveballs in the Southern League, he might still be the only name on it. Stare into Monasterio by Doc Sakis, the 0-2. Well, it's outside with a fading changeup.
Well, the continue puts together two of the all-name team in the Southern League. That kind of stopped at its tracks, too.
Some things tend to over 107 games. But Diaz in scoring position, the 1-2. And Monasterio lifts up his back foot to avoid a slider. There is some action out in the Biscuits bullpen right now as the count goes to 2-2.
I think we can put Coleman Crow on there for Rocket City. No, he's pitching tonight for them.
Crow did have a curveball when we saw him. Pretty good one at that. Set in the 2-2. And Monasterio skips it out toward short, scooped up around his ankles by Jones. And an easy throw to first. Retires Monasterio. So the Shuckers get a man on, but leave him stranded. We've hit the halfway point in this one. It's Biloxi 3 and the Montgomery Biscuits 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join in all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers,
on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the blue walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Shuckers with a 3-2 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. Greg Jones, Levis Misabe, and Kyle Manzardo two up here against the right-hander Ken Hassler, who's out for his first full inning of work after striking out one in the fourth. First offer to Jones, and a slider is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So the final line today on Carlos Luna, 3 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Set in the 1-0. And Jones flinches but holds off on an inside slider. And the count is 2-0. Jones 0-for-2 today. He's grounded out to short and fly to right. Shortstop having a very good month of August coming into today. Set in the 2-0. And he bounces this first base side, wheeling around on Warren. He will underhand perfectly to Hassler covering first. And get the Speedy Jones. Well, the first real chance that we've seen for Warren to field a ball, and a great underhand feed to Hassler to lead him right to the base. 3-1 on the putout as Misabe comes to hit.
Well, we've seen it all this season with guys like Aaron Mitchell for the Shuckers when they ground a ball the first, really applying pressure on those PFPs. And Greg Jones, another good example of that with his really plus speed.
So now Oslavis Misabe takes a fastball high. It is 1-0. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. Set in the 1-0. This is popped up. Foul ground right side. Diaz tracking, tosses the mask, goes onto the warning track, and makes a basket catch for the out. So a foul out for Misabe. And 2 gone as Kyle Manzardo comes to hit. Shuckers, Biloxi, 2 runs in the second. Biscuits responded with 2 in the bottom of the second and then 1 in the fourth. The difference in this one for Biloxi. First offer on the way and a fastball. Zips over the plate for a strike. It is 0-1. Dangling arm for Hassler as he now stands upright, and the 0-1 on the way to Manzardo. And a check swing on an inside slider, and no offer is the call. And so the count, 1-1. Manzardo, as we said, rated as the number 21 prospect in the Rays organization if you go by MLB Pipeline. High A this year hit .329 with 17 homers as he takes a pitch in for a ball, and the count has gone to 2-1. It was just a testament to the incredible depth of this Rays farm system, and we joked about it last week when Manzardo came up and had been playing well for the Biscuits. 2-1. Weave and a miss over a fastball, and it's 2-2. And said, all right, well, what did he do at high A? And lo and behold, here comes another guy that hit over 300 with, you know, over 30 extra base hits in 63 games at high A. Set and the 2-2. And a check swing. Manzardo can hold up. The ball stops just in front of home. Diaz will scoop and lob to first, and a very crisp 1-2-3 fifth inning to the right-hander Ken Hassler. And since it's on to the sixth, the Shuckers still carrying a one-run advantage, 3-2 over the Biscuits. Now, the Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Top of the sixth inning, Shuckers leading the Montgomery Biscuits 3-2. Day is over for the left-hander, John Goxakis, and he gives way to the new right-hander, Alan Strong. Strong, making his 17th appearance of the year, his 16th in relief. He's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. 23 and a third innings, he's given up 12 runs, 10 earned on 23 hits. Two of them have been homers, 11 walks to 25 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 253 against the new right-hander, Alan Strong. So Garrett Whitley will lead it off for the Shuckers. Tristan Lutz and Xavier Warren follow. First offer to Whitley, and that's lined foul for a strike. It is 0-1. So the day is over for Doxakis as he goes five innings for Montgomery. Gives up three runs, all earned on four hits, two walks, and six strikeouts. Set in the 0-1. And that's taking a little tight. One ball and one strike to Whitley. Shuckers got two back in the second on a two-run homer by Felix Valerio and took the lead when Whitley singled his last time up in the fourth, stole second, and scored on a single by Devaney. As Whitley fouls this one off, and the count is now 1-2. You know, Whitley named the Southern League Player of the Week last week, and he didn't quietly have a good series, but just had a very overall great series as the 1-2 is a little off the plate, 2-2. And I think it's maybe just because in that same series, you know, Logan Ohapi hit four home runs. When you take a look at Zach Neto, he had a couple of hits in that series. But you look around, Whitley tied for the league lead in RBIs. He was third in average. He was second in OPS. The set down the 2-2. And he pounds this into left field. It's a base hit. Ranging over quickly is Kassar, and so Whitley, a couple of bullets off of his bat, but both of them are singles tonight. Second hit of the game, and it brings up Lutz.
Well, you know, we talk about him playing his former team, and you always wonder who's got the advantage. Obviously, you know, Whitley played here a year ago, but you feel like the opponent would because they know you better. You played in Double A and Triple A, and so far Whitley having good success against two different pitchers.
Two for three today, and the one out that he had was a fly out to deep right field. So now it's Lutz who steps back from an inside fastball. It is 1-0. And they take a look back at it. Whitley reached an all six times up, or in all six games last week. He had hits in five of six, including four multi-hit games. Had a couple of big hits as well. And a throw over that way, and he'll dive back into the bag. And you look at it, and he had the big go-ahead double back in the game on Saturday night. He had the go-ahead single that ended up being what gave the Shuckers the lead again after they'd given up those three straight homers on Sunday. 1-0, Lutz backs up from an inside fastball. It's 2-0. And I don't think they take that into consideration whenever they name players of the week. But you look back at the at-bats that Whitley had, they were all massively impactful for the Shuckers last week. Lutz with the 2-0 pitch on the way, and he takes on the inner edge for a called strike. Well, the count is 2-1 to Tristan. Now, Lutz 0-1 today. Struck out swinging back in the fourth. When he walked back in the second, though, he was picked off at first. And just caught leaning a little bit. Strong, the right-hander. Here's his 2-1. And Lutz takes a cut and a slider that fades away from him. And the count is now 2-2. Well, it's going to be a very short check on the Southern League scoreboard for Thomas tonight when we hit the end of the broadcast. We are one of two games in the league tonight. The other half of the league got rained out this evening. Set and the 2-2. Here it is. And Lutz takes low and in with a slider. And the count is run full to Tristan with nobody gone here in the sixth. Shuckers leading it 3-2 with nobody gone. Now, Mississippi and Rocket City both at home, and they were rained out today. Probably a good thing that the Shuckers are on the road tonight, because yeah. I have taken a look at the radar back in Biloxi. It's about to get hairy. 3-2, there goes Whitley, and this is lined out to deep right field, but it looks like it's playable for Holsizer, who will wheel around on it and make the catch for the out. So Lutz flies to right, first down in the inning. And then Xavier Warren, who now as a switch hitter, will bat from the left side against the right-hander Alan Strong. It looks like some thunderstorms developing and pushing back through. So if you're in our listening area, back on Cruisin' WGCM, AM 1240 and FM 100.9 there in the greater Biloxi Gulfport area, hope you are staying safe tonight.
And dry.
And dry. Runner goes, pitches a called strike. The throw down to second is not in time. Jones disagrees with Macon Hammond. It looked like the throw was there about the same time as Whitley, but because Whitley went in feet first, Jones had to catch it and then bring it down from what would have been about chest level down to the feet, and in that amount of time, Whitley steals second. It was a called strike, though, so Whitley with his second steal of the day. And Warren in an 0-1 count. And rain in the forecast, I think, throughout this week in Biloxi, and we hope for drier conditions here in Montgomery. Set in the 0-1, and that's in tight with the slider. It's 1-1. Warren 0-2 in his Double-A debut so far. He struck out back in the second and hit a high bouncer over to third for an out in the fourth. And with that, Roberto Alvarez is going to come out and have a word with Strong. You know, I did see something crazy today as well. Apparently in Destin, they had a massive water spout this morning. Mm. And it was so big that it looked like it was almost a tornado out of the water.
Wow.
And now Morgan Ansberg is coming out, and he's got some kind of disagreement here with James Jean. I don't know what it would be as...
What's the amount of visits or...
Alvarez went out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't say that I know either. Well, after the discussion, it's 1-1 to Warren with a man on second and one gone. And Strong deals home. And Warren waves through his slider. It's 1-2. Now, this was a... It looked like a big tornado out over the water. Water spouts normally look kind of thin, and they have a lot of twists and turns to them as they get up to the clouds. This one looked like it was rolling over the plains, but it was out over the water in Destin. 1-2, and Warren gets a piece of it, and Alvarez can't squeeze it, so it's 1-2 still. There was all kinds of thunder and lightning out there as well. Wild scenes. Just a few hours down the road from Biloxi today. And that's something I've never seen in the time that I've lived in Biloxi.
I can't say I've seen it either.
I got to be honest. I would not want to be looking out the window of the ballpark out onto the Mississippi Sound and see them. Set in the 1-2. And Warren bounces this up the middle. It's into center field, a base hit. Whitley gives the wave around third. He'll come in and score. And Xavier Warren's first hit at Double-A is also an RBI single. The Shuckers add on to their lead 4-2, and welcome to Biloxi, Xavier Warren.
Yeah, how about that? Getting two for a dollar that time for Xavier Warren. You know, somebody who was, you know, tough for him. Pictures being out in front of him all night long, and you know, this time just gets enough barrel to it. A sharp hit, grounder right back up the middle. And there it is, you said, first double hit and RBI.
The rally not over for Biloxi with one run on first, and now Cam Devaney, who takes a fastball a little high. It is a 1-0. And Warren has been on a hot streak in the month of August with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He was hitting .320 in 12 games at high A. 1-0, and Devaney down to an E as he fouls back a fastball. Well, the count is 1-1 to Cam, who has singled in a run and also drawn a walk and scored a run today. 4-2 Biloxi here in the top of the sixth inning. Right-hander strong. Spins and throws, and Warren dives back in. I know I've seen where there have been water spouts that have been out kind of over towards Gulfport and towards Long Beach and Pascagoula. Not Long Beach. That's the other way. No. Out towards Ocean Springs as this is hit out into left field. A jam shot out into shallow left, and that's going to drop in between everybody. And it's the second hit of the night for Devaney. He's been on base all three times. And so the Shuckers have runners on first and second with one gone. And Felix Valerio coming to hit. The Shuckers have really hit the ball well off of Alan Strong here in the sixth inning. They've got a run on three hits and are threatening for more. That's going to bring Jim Paddock out to have a word. I know I have certainly seen videos of water spouts that have appeared out near Ocean Springs off the coast as well as down near Pascagoula, but have never seen one myself. As someone who grew up on the very southern edge of Tornado Alley in the state of Texas, I'm good without.
I am as well. I don't want to be seeing a water spout on the water.
You know, that was the other crazy thing, though, was when we had some thunderstorms that came through. I believe it was last year where New Orleans actually got hit by a honest-to-goodness tornado. As the first pitch to Valerio is hit in the air, this is into shallow right. But backing up quickly on it is Simon. And out in very shallow right field, he'll make the catch and jog the ball back in to hold the runners. And I think they had even ruled an infield fly rule. Caught a last glimpse at Macon Hammond, indicating with the one finger pointed up in the air. So a pop out by Valerio, two on in the inning, and Brent Diaz the batter. Four two Shuckers here in the top of the sixth inning, looking for more as the first pitch, and Diaz takes a little inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Brent, 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the fifth, was left stranded in scoring position. Sixth man to bat for Biloxi in this inning. The kick and the 1-0. And this is hit out towards center field and dropping fast and down for a hit. They're going to wave home Warren. The throw's going to come to third. Sliding in safely is Devaney as Warren scores. And Diaz goes feet first into second. Driving in another run, and the Shuckers have scored two in the sixth to go in front 5-2.
Well, if we've seen this season, you know, the more runs, the better against this Biscuits team, where they can able to put up runs in a hurry. And that's what the Shuckers are doing now, but also on the base pass, kind of something that Montgomery did to them in the previous inning, where a single able to make it runners on second and third.
So now a chance for Nick Cale with 2 men in scoring position. The set and the offer. And Nick takes on the inner edge for a called strike 0-1. Well, what is it we say, Thomas, on this broadcast? If you can get production out of the bottom third of your order, that's a pretty good recipe for success. Three of the runs driven in tonight for the Shuckers have come out of the 7-8 spots. 0-1, and Cale lifts it back foul, and it's quickly 0-2 to Nick. Diaz with 2 hits, including that RBI single. Felix Valerio with a 2-run homer. Now driving in 3 of the 5 so far for the Shuckers. The right-hander strong. The 0-2, and Kale ropes one out into left, but coming on and reaching up is Kazar. Oh, it was a bullet from Nick, but he hit it just in the range of the speedy left fielder. However, the Shuckers strike for two runs on four hits, and they strand a pair. We move on to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Shuckers now have a 5-2 lead over the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now carrying a 5-2 advantage over the Montgomery Biscuits. Day is over for the right-hander for Kent Hassler, and he gives way to the right-hander Luis Contreras here in the sixth. So Contreras will face off against the left-handed hitting Meister, and the first offer is low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Well, let's meet the new right-hander, Contreras, his 22nd appearance of the season with Biloxi, 2-2 record, a 2.83 ERA, four holds, one save, and two opportunities.
As the 1-0 is right in there for a strike.
35 innings long this season, allowed just two home runs, has walked 15, struck out 45, opponents hitting just 192 off of him this season.
Set in the 1-1. And that's a little outside. Diaz had set an inside target and had to reach across the plate. And so a breaking ball is called a ball. And it's now 2-1 to Meisner. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Montgomery. As a fastball dots the inner edge. 92, and the count is now 2-2. Meisner 0-for-1 today. Lined out to the deepest part of center field back in the third inning. That came with the runner at third. As the 2-2 is swung through and missed. Broke him off a curveball. First strikeout for Contreras. One gone and Ronnie Simon the batter. As we play on here in the sixth inning, a quick check of the scoreboard. At the major league level, there are 3 games I think it's worth keeping an eye on tonight. I mean, they're all worth it, but just 3 in particular. As the first pitch is shot the opposite way over the head of Devaney and out into left field. Ranging over to pick it up is Lutz, but scampering into second with a double is Simon. Simon with an opposite field double to put a man on with one gone and bring up Holsizer. First game, of course, involves none other than the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's because they are taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are 13-14 in their last 12 games, or 13-1 in their last 14 games. They got a 4-0 win over the crew last night. Holsizer waiting from the right side, the former Dodgers farmhand himself. And Contreras deals. And a first pitch swung on a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. Brewers took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning tonight thanks to a two-run homer by Willie Adames, scoring Christian Yelich, who had drawn a walk. Contreras looked the second and the 0-1. And a fastball high and away swung through and missed. And the count is 0-2 to Holsizer, who's 2-for-2 today with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Meanwhile, the wide-hander Brandon Woodruff, the former Biloxi Shucker and Tupelo native on the mound today, 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. 0-2, and a swing and a miss. So Contreras went fastball, fastball, high and away, and threw a curveball that was chased after by Holsizer. Second strikeout in the inning for Contreras. Two gone, and Jordan Kassar the batter. Woodruff at 74 pitches as that game has gone to the top of the fifth inning. So keep our eyes on that one. Brewers looking for a win today. Meanwhile, Mets and Braves, big series in Atlanta. As the first offer, a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0. That outside half has just been closed off all day. No one has gotten a strike call out there. Right now, the Braves, 3-0 leaders over the Mets. That game is in the top of the seventh. Set and the 1-0. That's on the inner edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Robbie Grossman with a solo home run, his third of the year in the bottom of the third. And then Matt Olson with a two-run homer in the fourth, his 25th of the season, to also drive in former Mississippi Brave Austin Riley. The set and the 1-1. High and outside. The count goes to 2-1 to Kassar.
Well, that'll be a fun series for the Mets and Braves meeting the playoffs.
How do you like this? Charlie Morton today, 6 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts, though he is responsible for a couple of runners on base at the top of the seventh as this pitch misses high and inside, and the count is 3-1. Dylan Lee is on to try and get out of the jam. Meanwhile, for the Mets today, Taijuan Walker got the start. He went just 2 innings. 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. He threw 32 pitches. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. The count has run full to Kassar. Simon at second. Shuckers leading this game 5-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Luis Contreras trying to put up a shutdown inning after the Shuckers scored 2 in the top of the frame. The set and the 3-2 is taken outside corner, bottom of the zone, called third strike. And Contreras found the spot as he strikes out the side in the bottom of the sixth. That sends us on to the seventh. The Shuckers with a 5-2 lead over the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
start of the seventh inning. The Biloxi Shuckers 5-2 leaders over the Montgomery Biscuits. Top of the order do appear in Corey Ray. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzerbello.
Well, thank you, Garrett. As Corey Ray leads things off the left side, and the first pitch check swing, it's in there anyway for a called strike at 91 miles an hour with the fastball. Ray's 0-for-3 today, strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out, a little bit of everything in his ledger. As he swings and misses at a fastball in the outer half, it's quickly 0-2. Shucker is struck for two more runs last inning. Xavier Warren, his first double, hit an RBI. And then Brent Diaz, an RBI single, a two-hit night for him. And the 0-2 Ray swings and misses. Fastball 93 is pumped up in the zone. And the first strikeout for Alan Strong in his outing today. So there is nobody warming up at the Biscuits bullpen. This may be a two or three type of inning for Alan Strong, or outing for him. One out, nobody on, top 7, 5-2 Biloxi. And a breaking ball misses down and away. It skips over the head of Alvarez, the catcher, into the backstop for ball one. To the shortstop, Andrew Monasterio, who is 0-for-3 tonight. Looking to extend his on-base streak to 18 games, 1-0. And high and tight, almost hits him as he spins out of the way quickly. 2-0. That's a thing for Monasterio. You'll take it either way. Hit by pitch, a walk. It is the longest active streak of the Southern League. As a fastball inside again as Monasterio scoots out of the way. 3-0. Which Strong did pitch at a full sixth inning, giving up the two runs. 3-0. And a fastball is high above the letters for ball four, and there it is. A four-pitch walk issue to Andrew Monasterio. He can move it up to 18 games now for the on-base streak. It's been remarkable. Reached base in every game since July 26th. So one out, man at first to Monasterio. On the right fielder, Garrett Whitley, is also having a good start to the series. 2-for-3, pair of runs, a pair of stolen bases. Biscuits infield looking to turn two. And there goes Monasterio. Pitch down and in. Alvarez throw to second base. And they got him. That was a long pause from the third base umpire, Macon Hammond, who was saying Monasterio was off the base. And it was all the hand signal and everything as Monasterio is slow to get up. But he is caught stealing as he was pushed off the bag.
And I think, honestly, too, for part of that, Monasterio just unfortunately overslid the bag a little bit. And now as he comes off, not moving that right arm, it's on now he is. But I think that because Simon held the tag on, that there was that point where Monasterio's hand came off the bag before his foot caught it, that they got the tag on him.
And the 1-0 is fouled back to the netting. Count evens 1-1. And he was holding kind of his right shoulder a little bit. It appears to be okay. I just jammed it into the ground when he slid in. 1-1. And Whitley pops it foul behind home plate again for strike two. So just like that, two outs in this half inning. Top of the seventh, 5-2 Biloxi. The opening game of this six-game series. Alan Strong working from the lineup from the first base side of the rubber. And the 1-2. As Willie pops it foul again behind home plate. This time Alvarez took off the mask and gave it a look, but ran out of space. And so the at-bat continues. It's the 23rd meeting out of 30 total games between the Shuckers and the Biscuits this year. Biscuits a 12-10 advantage in those first 22. 1-2. And Whitley flies it high in the air. This time it's in play. Left side of the diamond. Wasabi makes the catch just behind the third base bag for the final out of the frame. So walk, but a caught stealing. And Alan Strong with a nice bounce back. Top of the seventh shuts out the Shuckers. It's stretch time in Montgomery. 5-2 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays. In the bottom of the seventh inning we go. 5-2 Shuckers on top on the opening game of this six-game set. 9-1-2, due up in the inning. Roberto Alvarez from the right side swings and misses at a fastball as he stumbles back over home plate for strike one. Luis Contreras rolls back out for his second inning. Struck out the side last. I gave up a double to Ronnie Simon. The 0-1. And Alvarez punches it foul first base side. It is 0-2. Well, if you don't tune in all season long, well, here in Montgomery, train tracks roll right past the left field wall. So you'll hear some screeching and scratching throughout this series from the tracks. As the 0-2, an overcooked fastball misses up and away. 1-2. And there you hear the Bob Uecker just a bit outside on the PA here in Riverwalk Stadium. The series is down in Atlanta, so Uecker is not on the call. 1-2, and a curveball tapped just over the right shoulder and head of Diaz from Alvarez. Multi-hit game for him. RBI single in the second. Then he would also single but left at second base in the fourth. Infield back all the way around. 1-2. And that's smoked the other way down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Rolls up in the 333 corner as Willie fetches it out. It's a stand-up double for Roberto Alvarez. 3-for-3. Perfect night for him. As the lineup card turns over to Brett Wisely. I was able to sneak in fair by a good 5-10 feet or so, so wasn't in doubt. But Alvarez doing a good job going the other way. So both hits off of Contreras today have been doubles. They have gone for extra bases. Three doubles by Montgomery today. Holsizer has the other, a double in the second that planted the opening run for the Biscuits as they trail by three right now in the bottom of the seventh. And Brett Wisely swings with the first pitch, flies it into center field. Ray didn't move a step, comes in to makes the catch and fires a bullet back to Andrew Monastero, the shortstop on the infield. As Alvarez can't advance anywhere, an unproductive out for Wisely, one away. Alvarez at second base in the switch shooting shortstop. Greg Jones, who is hitless today, but did homer in the win against Chattanooga on Sunday. Plenty of gap-to-gap power in this bat as he whiffs Inside a curveball for strike one. Ground out, line out to the outfield in the third, and then a ground out to Xavier Ward at first. His last time up in the fifth inning. 0-3 night for Greg. As the right-hander Contreras, the 0-1, comes in the fastball 91, outer half for a called strike. It's 0-2. Contreras, who's been very good at the bullpen this season for Biloxi. Had a short spell in AAA in Nashville as the 0-2 is down and away with a changeup. And Jones doesn't fish after. It's now a five-inning scoreless streak for Luis Contreras. Gave up a run in Mississippi back on August 6th. That was three appearances ago. Still picked up a hold. He's got three holds in his last four appearances. 1-2 in Jones. Dribbles it right side at Belair, the second base, who charges in. Flings it on to first to get him. But it is a productive out this time around as Alvarez is able to advance to third base. But now two outs in the inning. Leadoff double from Alvarez, who's now at third. But again, two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers 5, Biscuits 2. And Oslavis Basabe, the second baseman. Her third baseman tonight stands in the right side. And a first pitch slider sneaks in at the knees for a strike. Well, Basabe plays all around the infield. He's played second and third primarily for the Biscuits, and that's kind of where is he going to play in the future, the next level for the big league club and the Tampa Bay Rays? Contreras comes set for the stretch. 0-1 is smacked foul behind home plate. Out of play, 0-2 on Basabe, who is also hitless tonight. Ground out, fly out, and a pop out. They talked about production, the bottom three men in the order. That's been all the offense so far for Montgomery tonight. The 0-2, and a breaking ball. Basabe skips into center field, a base hit. Takes a strong turnaround at first, and then slams on the brakes. An RBI single for Slavis Basabe. Drives in Alvarez. It's now a 5-3 contest in the seventh. So Basabe extending his on-base streak to six games. That base hit. And Kyle Manzardo, the first baseman, with a runner at first and two outs of this frame. And Manzardo takes a fastball in the outer half for a strike. It's 0-1. Manzardo hitless today, 0-2. Did reach base with a walk in the third inning. That was against Carlos Luna, the starter today for Biloxi. Went 3 2/3 innings, so fell short of qualifying for the win. And the 0-2 is rifled back to the screen. It's 0-2. It was then Ken Hassler, inning in the third, scoreless. Struck out two. He didn't allow a base runner in his time. And it's been Contreras since the sixth inning. You'd have to think someone else is going to come in to pitch the eighth. The 0-2 is grounded on foul at the first base side as it ricochets off the tarp. It kicks back towards the field of play. Biloxi looking to hold on to this two-run lead, but the tying run of the play to Manzardo. Red glove from the belt, the 0-2, and Manzardo a chopper stabbed by Ward at first, and he'll jog to the first base bag and put a bow on the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, the Biscuits get a run on two hits. Leave a man at first after seven. 5-3 Biloxi on top of the Biscuits as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Lunch!
monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Top of the eighth inning in Montgomery, 5-3 Shuckers after the Biscuits got a run back in the seventh. New pitch of the ballgame, it is Joe LaSorsa. Biscuits against Tristan Lutzen. With that, we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. 11th appearance of the season for the southpaw LaSorsa. He is 3-0 with a 3.6 ERA. First offer on the way to Tristan Lutz, and it misses a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, we don't have a ton of time to list off LaSorsa's stats. He is a very fast worker as the 1-0 bends in for a strike. So let's speed through this. 20 innings worth of work, 8 runs allowed, 8 of them earned, 18 hits, 2 walks, and 17 strikeouts. As this is swung on a miss for a strike, it is 1-2. Opponent's hitting .243 against the left-hander, Joe LaSorsa. And time is called. So that will slow down LaSorsa. Best auctioneer attempt. As this is popped in the air, left side, coming over Basabe at the railing. He reaches up and he misplays it as it falls down behind him. That is a tough right over there by the railing. So a foul ball. It's still 1-2 to Tristan. Well, we have seen plenty of LaSorsa this year. Remember, he made his double-A debut against Biloxi. 1-2. And lets a skipper the other way that's waited for and scooped up by Simon. The throw to first in plenty of time. So one out, and Xavier Warren will be the batter. Why do I feel like Jackson Reeves hit a home run off of Joe LaSorsa? That's what I seem to recall. Now for LaSorsa, it is his fifth appearance against Biloxi. As the first offer to Xavier Warren, and that's skied out into right center field but playable. Holsizer comes over, reaches up, and makes the catch. And just like that, there are two gone. Go ahead.
I would say, would have been reach to make sense because he was promoted at the end of that Montgomery series when LaSorsa made his debut at the beginning of July.
Well, let's go back and take a look here. It was not in his first appearance that he gave up a run. As Devaney didn't even offer to swing the bat, he takes a pitch outside for a ball. It is 1-0. It was actually Devaney who homered off of LaSorsa. 1-0 is low and in. 2 balls and no strikes to Cam, who has reached every time today. Walked, singled twice, driven in a run, and scored a run. The 2-0. And Devaney golfs this one out into deep left center field, but playable as Kassar comes over and settles underneath it for the out. Joe LaSorsa, a very quick 1-2-3, top of the eighth inning. We head on to the bottom of the eighth. The Shuckers with a 5-3 advantage over the Montgomery Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs,
4 chips and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on August 13th as the Shuckers take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Get to the ballpark early and receive a free Shuckers barbecue apron giveaway presented by Kaneka Sausage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
On half of the eighth inning, the Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. And a new hurler into the ballgame for Biloxi, it's the righty Zach Venero.
Yeah, Venero 4-2 record this season, a 4.89 ERA, his 38th appearance, 9 saves and 12 opportunities, has pitched 38 2/3 innings in Double-A, walked 22, struck out 43.
So he gets Cameron Meisner to lead things off, and a first pitch slider misses outside to the lefty for a ball. It is 1-0.
No hitter is hitting .265 this season against Venero as well.
1-0. And Meisner rips through a slider that finished more around his back foot. It is 1-1. So the day is over for Luis Contreras as he goes 2 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, no walks and 3 strikeouts. Set and though, 1-1. And a rip and a miss at a sinking fastball low and away. And the count is now 1-2 to Meisner, who's 0-2 today with a strikeout his last time up, a line out to deep center in the third, a walk and a run scored in the second. The set and the 1-2. And Meisner takes outside at 95 for a ball. It's 2-2. We have said it, and James Jean has been consistent all night. That outside edge is just very tight tonight. The set and the 2-2. And this is bounced the other way into left field. So Meisner goes down and skims one into left field. It's a base hit. Man on with nobody gone and Ronnie Simon coming to bat.
Now it's a pitch down and away. Meisner lunges for and able to slap it the other way and not a stereo. Always funny to watch out at shortstop. He's like probably saying he spun around really quick and put his hand in his glove with his fist. Yeah, I would have been playing right there. His normal positioning.
Shaded more up the middle for the left-handed hitter. Now it's Simon who bats left against the righty Venero, who bends in a slider, letter high for a strike. It is 0-1. This is falling right in line with what the Shuckers have done all season. Game number 107 today, and they're in another two-run game. Venero, the 0-1, and a busted bat, foul ball, first base side. Simon will have to fetch a new stick before the 0-2 pitch. Shuckers this season have had 21 games decided by two runs. They have had 43 decided by one run. Not great at math, but that's 64 out of 106 games, if I'm correct.
That is true.
And that's a little more than 60% of Biloxi's games have been one or two run contests. The set in the 0-2. And Simon takes outside with a fastball with a new solid black bat in hand. On the count, 1-2. 5-3 Shuckers with a man on first. With nobody gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Venero, the 1-2. And this is fouled off by Simon. He just got a piece of a slider. Shot it back to the backstop. So the count 1-2 still. Well, a check of the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard here tonight. And right now, not great at the higher levels of the minors tonight. Jacksonville all over Nashville tonight. 12-1. A lot of familiar names in that game. The 1-2 again. And this is pulled down the right field line, but foul. Well, Simon was maybe a quarter of a second out in front. The count will stay at 1-2. Well, tonight in the ball game for Jacksonville, Brian Miller hit his sixth of the year. Jesus Sanchez hit his fourth, or hit his first of the year at AAA. Luis Aviles Jr., the former Shucker, hit his third, as this is hit the opposite way into left field. With the same spot that Meisner hit his single, just poked right in between Monasterio and Devaney the other way. The first two men are on, so the tying run on base. And Nico Holsizer coming to the plate as the go-ahead run for Montgomery. This is not a spot that the Shuckers want to see Holsizer batting against them. This season, Holsizer is 7-for-31. Check that. Including tonight, he is 9-for-31 against Biloxi. First offer, and a sinking fastball is a little in. It's 1-0. Including tonight, he's got 3 doubles, 3 home runs, and 11 RBIs off of Biloxi. OPS over 1,000 coming into tonight, and that's in now 8 games played. Venero, the 1-0. And Holsizer is skipper out towards short. Monasterio has it to second to one. Fired to first in time for the double play. Holsizer can't believe it as Raul Moreno calls the second out and the Shuckers turn a massive double play here in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Well, just like the way the Shuckers hit it to 10 of them in the last series, maybe some is starting to come back their way now with a turn two and a massive swing.
So now, instead of the tying run being in scoring position and the go-ahead run at the plate, Kassar still represents the go-ahead run, but he's got Meisner at third as the first one is fouled back. It's 0-1. A reminder that double play, like every double play the Shuckers turn this year, is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. 0-1, and Kassar takes the slider inside. It is 1-1. So Meisner at third, 2 outs in the inning after Holsizer hits into the 6-4-3 double play. Shuckers leading 5-3 over the Biscuits. The set and the 1-1. And a check swing on a back foot slider. It started off middle-middle and just fell off the table. And the count now 2-1 to Kassar. Kassar today 0-for-2 with a walk. The 2-1, and that's low with the slider. And so the count 3-1 to the left fielder. Big first game here for the Shuckers in this series against Montgomery. The set and the 3-1 is hit in the air. This should do it. Left side of the diamond, Devaney Monasterio, and it will be Devaney who makes the catch just on the infield grass. And Venero gets out of the jam in a scoreless bottom of the 8th inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base for the Biscuits. We head on to the top of the 9th inning, and the Shuckers have a 5-3 lead. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the ninth inning in Montgomery. The Shuckers with a 5-3 lead over the Biscuits. Felix Valerio gets it off. And the left-hander Joe Lasorza misses outside with a breaking ball. It is 1-0 to Valerio. The 1-0. Anna Binder finds the knees for a strike. And it's 1-1. Valerio 1-for-3 today. That one was a two-run homer in the second. As he takes the 1-1 knee-high for a strike, it's 1-2. The source of the 1-2. Low and in. The count is 2-2. The source of a catch and throw pitcher. The lefty comes home. And Valerio. And they call Valerio out. He made contact with the ball. But I can't really say I know why it is they called him out there. No argument out of Biloxi's dugout at this moment. My only thought is that maybe he left the batter's box. But he is the first out.
Yeah, not sure at all.
I have not seen that one before. The first offer to Diaz is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, it has gone down as a strikeout on Valeria. The first by Lasorza. Next offer is low, and it's 2-0 now to Diaz. Brint is 2-for-3 today with an RBI back in the sixth inning. That's the difference in this game, a two-run sixth for the Shuckers. 2-0 and a bounder out to second. Scooped up by Simon, shuffles the feet, and makes a short, accurate throw to first. Two gone in the inning, and Nick Cale will be the batter. And the Shuckers have the right-hander Cam Robinson getting loose out in their bullpen, so it looks like he will be tasked with the bottom of the ninth inning. And coming into today, Shuckers 5 games back of the Biscuits in the second half of the Southern League season. 30 games left to go, and this is the last series they have against Montgomery. First offer in, Cale caught swinging on an outside slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Nick 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts his last time up. As this pitch fades away outside, it is 1-1. Cale hit a bullet to left field, but Kassar was shaded the right way to run it down. As the 1-1 is over for a strike, and the count is 1-2 to Cale. Lasorza, the 1-2 offer, and Cale takes outside. The count is 2-2. Lasorza, the 2-2. And Cale skims it foul. So the count will stay even to the Shuckers DH. Corey Ray waiting on deck if the inning continues that form. Lasorza peers over the glove in the southpaw. Another 2-2. And Cale pops it up. Back of home, Alvarez tracking, but it looks like that's going to get into the stands and foul. So Cale finds off another one. Nick still in the batter's box waiting. I think he left for a moment, but he has still got the feet planted, bat ready, so he is matching LaSource's pace of play here. The 2-2 offer, and Cale hits a bouncer out towards short. Jones fields it waist high and makes the throw across the diamond. And Joe LaSource, 2-1-2-3 innings. We head on to the bottom of the ninth inning. The right-hander Cam Robinson, the minor league leader in saves, heading to the mound. We'll have it for you on the other side. Shuckers leading it 5-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Home half of the ninth inning. The Shuckers looking to close out a 5-3 victory. And they'll turn to the minor league leader in saves, the right-hander Cam Robinson, in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, Robinson's 12th appearance this season with Biloxi, a 1.54 ERA. Four saves and five opportunities. 11 2/3 thrown, allowed just two runs. Walked four, struck out 11. Opponents in a 1.84 off of him this season.
So he'll get Roberto Alvarez, the nine-hole hitter, who has not been retired today. Set and the first offer, and Alvarez fouls it back for a strike at his 0-1. Alvarez, 3-for-3 with an RBI single in the second, a single in the fourth, and a double and a run scored back in the seventh. Alvarez, Wisely, and Jones, the 3-2 up. 0-1. And a fastball at 94 on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-2 now to Alvarez. The last time that we saw Robinson was back on Saturday night against the Trash Pandas. The 0-2. And a fastball is hit down the right field line, but that's going to head towards the corner and foul. And so the count stays at 0-2. Now Robinson came in with the Shuckers leading 3-1 in the ninth. Got a pop out to first, a ground out to the first baseman, and a ground out to second to handle his fourth save. Set in the 0-2, and that's a little tall with a cutter. Oh, man, Robinson was into his K-strut. He thought he had hit the top corner.
Wasn't ready to get the ball back.
And so the count, 1-2. Robinson sporting a kind of greenish-teal glove on his left hand. 1-2. That's downstairs. And Diaz ends up on his backside as it bounces in. And so the count 2-2. Robinson, 6'1", 194-pound right-hander. The set and the 2-2. And this is bounce. Robinson spears it on one hop. He'll head to first and underhand to Warren. Oh, man, that was heading right for Felix Valerio, but Robinson was up to the task. 1-3, one gone, and the lineup turns over to Brett Wisely.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say is I think Valerio's there either way to make the play, but it's great reaction for a pitcher and unable to make the play as well. All smiles across the infield and in the bench.
Anything to get the 3 outs of the Shuckers need, they will take it. So now it's Wisely and the first offer to the left-handed hitter. And a check swing on an inside fastball at 95. And it's 1-0. And we had a chance to catch up with Robinson, both for the Shuckers Showcase as well as our August Game Day program. As the 1-0 is muscled, shallow right field, Valerio tracking back over his shoulder. It's going to dunk in for a base hit. Well, Robinson came right in around the hands, and Wisely, the handle of the bat, able to muscle it out into shallow right and dunk it for a base hit and bring up Greg Jones. You know, we were talking to Robinson about what he did during the COVID shutdown, because in our conversations with Cam Castro, who's the pitching coordinator for the entire Brewers minor league system, he said that Robinson came out of the COVID lockdown and was just a completely different guy, taking things really seriously. So we asked Robinson what he had done, and he did what's called a 75-day hard challenge. The send and the offer, and that's inside 1-0, which it's a pretty short list of rules. The first one that I can remember is that you have to work out twice a day for 45 minutes, and one of your workouts has to be outside. The set and the 1-0. And Jones hits this the opposite way down the left field line, but into the bullpen that houses the Biscuits foul. And the count is 1-1. Well, obviously, in the early days of the COVID pandemic, I imagine that working outside, that wasn't very hard to do.
Yeah.
That's generally what you were aiming for at that point.
Everybody wanted to be outside.
Yep. So two workouts, 45 minutes a day, one of them has to be outside. That was step one. Set and the 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Now, you also had to pick a diet and stick to it with no cheat days and no alcohol. So that was another condition. The hard 75 challenge. Set and the 2-1. Little tall. 3 balls and 1 strike to Jones. Another piece of it is that you had to read 10 pages of a book every single day. And it had to be non-fiction and really self-help was kind of the idea. Set in the 3-1. And Jones fouls it off. The count has run full now to the shortstop with a man on first and one gone. Shuckers leading 5-3 here in the bottom of the ninth in Montgomery. And no audiobooks was the rule as well. You had to read 10 actual pages out of a book every day. Right-hander Robinson, the 3-2 to Jones, and he hits it on the ground. Warren with a backhanded pick. Throw to second for one. Monasterio returns the throw in time, and Jones gets right in the face of the umpire, Raul Moreno, but it's because the ball game has just come to a close on a 3-6-3 game-ending double play for the Shuckers and Biloxi in a series that they need to win as many games as they can to make up pace on these Montgomery Biscuits, claim game number one. Final score tonight, Biloxi 5 and Montgomery 3. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow night. Shuckers 5-3 winners in the postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers 5-3 winners in this game. Derek Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Let's take you back through this one. And the Shuckers really were in command for a good chunk of this game. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the second inning. Cam Devaney drew a walk, and then Felix Valerio, a two-run homer in the second. Valerio's 12th home run of the year, but his first since July 3rd. Now, the Biscuits would come back and score two in the bottom of the second. Cameron Meisner got a one-out walk, stole second, and then was driven in on a double off the left field wall by Nico Holsizer. Jordan Cazar walked, and Roberto Alvarez singled, so the game was square at two. That's where we would stay until the fourth inning. Garrett Whitley led off with a single, stole second, and then Cam Devaney with two outs, a single out into left field. That put the Shuckers in front 3-2. And then really a tipping point in this game came in the bottom of the fourth inning as the right-hander Carlos Luna was out for the fourth. He got the first out for Ronnie Simon. Holsizer then with a busted bat infield single. Cazar flying to left, but then Roberto Alvarez with a single out into left center field. And then Holsizer advanced to third, and Alvarez moved to second on the throw. So the tying run was at third, and the go-ahead run was at second. That was the end of the day for Carlos Luna. And then Kent Hassler came in. He struck out Brett Wisely and then pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. That set the stage for the Shuckers in the sixth. New Hurler was on for the Biscuits, and the right-hander Alan Strong. The Shuckers win single by Garrett Whitley, second steal of the night. And then Xavier Warren, his first hit at Double A was an RBI single up the middle. Cam Devaney followed with a single, and two batters later, Brent Diaz with an RBI single into center. Biscuits would get a run back in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alvarez led off with a double and scored on an RBI single by Oslavis Basabe. But Biloxi turning two really big double plays in the final two innings. In the eighth inning, leading 5-3 with Zach Venero on the mound, Cameron Meisner singled the other way, as did Ronnie Simon to put runners on first and second, and nobody gone. But then Nico Holsizer hit into a 6-4-3 double play, the first two outs. Then Jordan Cazar popped up on the infield for the last out in the eighth. In the ninth inning, enter Cam Robinson. The right-hander got a ground out from Roberto Alvarez. Brett Wisely then dunked one into shallow right field for a single, but then Greg Jones hit a bouncer to first, and we saw Warren do it with his bat tonight, and he does it with his glove to close out the game. 3-6-3 double play. Biloxi wins this one by a final score of 5-3. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system to get you all set for tomorrow. All of that as the postgame show rolls along. Shuckers winners 5-3. We'll have more for you next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook, Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers 5-3 winners today. Less action than usual in the Southern League tonight. For information on that, we send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Gary. Yeah, it's going to be a short and brief Southern League recap. Only because of the weather in the Southern League tonight. Rocket City was set to host Chattanooga for a 6-game series. They were rained out due to wet ground, so they are going to have their doubleheader on Thursday. Doubleheader tomorrow at Trustmark Park. The Embrae is getting ready to host the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the start of also another big 6-game series as well. With coming into today, Pensacola, the Embraves, and the Shuckers all tied for second place. 5 games back coming in. So the only game we can recap for tonight is in Birmingham, which is about an hour and a half north of here.
Yep.
Smokies in town there, and the runs came early. 3 runs for each team in the top and the bottom half of the first inning. Alexander Canario, a 3-run blast. Then Craig Dietolo, a solo home run. Both of theirs, 22nd home runs of the season. Joelky Cespedes then an RBI single, followed by a bases-loaded walk to Ivan Gonzalez. Barron's took a 4-3 lead on a rowdy Reed fielder's choice. Sack fly from Jake Slaughter tied at the top of the fifth. And a bases-loaded walk at the top of the seventh inning is the difference right now. So they are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nobody out, nobody on. 5-4 Smokies on top.
And that's a big for Tennessee because, again, 2-game lead over Rocket City coming into today. Look, they're probably going to get into the playoffs one way or another. But if you're Tennessee, you really want to go ahead and win the division because that at least gets you 1 game at home for the postseason. But, Thomas, albeit brief, job with the Southern League scoreboard tonight.
Easy one tonight.
All right. As for the Brewers affiliated system, I'm going to make the call tonight. We're going to start high tonight because AAA Nashville had a tough one. Adrian Hauser on Major League Rehab did not go as planned tonight. 3 1/3 innings, 5 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits. He walked 3. Everybody who pitched in the game for Nashville tonight gave up a home run, except for Andy Otero. However, every pitcher also gave up at least a run. The good news, Garrett Mitchell had a double in the contest, but really that was kind of about it today. Weston Wilson, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp killer, we might chat on that about that later on in the week. He goes 2-for-4 today with an RBI, but that was it as Nashville falls to Jacksonville 12-4. Some familiar faces driving in a lot of runs in that game, including former Biloxi Shuckers, Luis Avilas Jr., and Peyton Henry playing in that game. As for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they take on those pesky Cedar Rapids Colonels today. Cedar Rapids gets the better of Wisconsin. Justin Jarvis, 5 innings, 5 runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, and he struck out 5, but he takes the loss today, falling to 9-7. Just 2 runs driven in the ballgame for Wisconsin today. One of them scored on a wild pitch that allowed Jefferson Caro to score. And then Ernesto Martinez, just reinstated from the IL, he had an RBI single today.
But Jefferson Morales with a home run, and then Brooks Lee with a two-run homer. That was the difference in the ballgame as the Timber Rattlers fall to the Colonels 7-2. And last but not least, the Carolina Mudcats, 6-0 winners over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers today. And the story out of this one is Jace Avina. He goes 2-for-5 today. He had a double and a grand slam.
Wow.
So 4 of the 6 runs driven in by Avina. Eric Brown Jr. 1-for-4 in the game. Robert Moore in the contest today goes 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. And then a home run by Edbert Perez today out of the 6th spot as he drives in a run. And so the Carolina Mudcats, big win today by a final score of 6-0. And again, Jace Avina continues to be the story. And we're going to turn this one after we get off the air back into this ballgame, Dodgers and Brewers. It was 2-0 Brewers after the bottom of the first inning when Willy Adames hit a home run. But then Joey Gallo hit his 15th home run of the season. And then Mookie Betts with a solo home run to tie the game at 2. Christian Yelich with his 9th home run of the year in the bottom of the 5th inning. But then Chris Taylor homered in the top of the 7th. And that tied the game up at 3. So that is where the game stands right now. Both teams are into their bullpens at this point in time as Brandon Woodruff goes 5 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts tonight. So we'll keep our eyes on that one. All right, final numbers from our game today. For Biloxi, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They leave 4 men on base. For Montgomery, 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on base. The winning pitcher is Kent Hassler. He improves to 1-3. It's his first double-A win. The losing pitcher is John Doxakis. He drops to 2-5. And Cam Robinson picks up his 5th save at double-A this year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,197 on an 88-degree, mostly clear night here in Montgomery. With the win, Biloxi is now 55-52 on the year. They're 21-19 in the Southern League second half. And more importantly, they move within 4 games of the Montgomery Biscuits, who are now 25-15 in the second half of the Southern League season. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch for the Shuckers. They are set to send the left-hander Brandon Kinnear to the mound, 1-5 with a 4.45 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Michael Mercado, 2-6 with a 5.30. First pitch at 6:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you at 6:20 coming up tomorrow night. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work today. Play-by-play, color commentator, and our broadcast coordinator. Thomas, thank you so much for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 5, the Montgomery Biscuits 3. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m., until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And WGCM. Let's go!